Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, March 29th, 2012 here, and almost to the end of the month. Sure happy it's Thursday, almost end of the week. A lot of stuff here to talk about there. Dan, the man, is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Ready to answer your calls when you call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Boy, looking at the corporate media today, it's all Trayvon all the time. And there's a lot of fluff stuff out there going on. And I think my prognostication earlier in the week that Trayvon was going to be used to distract from a lot of more important things going on may be coming to pass here. But it's rather interesting to see more and more people over at The Spectator are coming out with articles saying, yeah, this Trayvon Martin case, it's being fanned up for political gain. And the GOP is out there screaming about it, and the Democrats are out there screaming about it. Everybody's pounding it for their own purposes. And it's almost like the actual case facts have become irrelevant. Everybody's arguing it back and forth. They're just trying to promote this as the issue that they can use to go into, you know, the summer with the November elections. You know, Obama, he needs racial discord. That's about all he's got left to run on. And so they're really just fanning this thing as hard as they absolutely can. People are screaming that George Zimmerman's father is a judge, very influential. Apparently he's gotten his kid out of trouble before, a little favor, you know, among the buds there. And again, going back and forth, it's the actual shooting has almost become irrelevant to the exploitation of this tragedy for political gain. So we're not going to spend any more time on it here, because the people who are arguing it back and forth are not arguing it relative to Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman. They're there to push an agenda. They're there to basically draw focus and draw attention. One of the stories I think they're probably trying to distract you from, and this is very important, the so-called BRIC nations, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, have signed an agreement that they will trade amongst themselves without using U.S. dollars anymore. And we're seeing more and more agreements around the world between countries to not use the U.S. dollar for international trade, including Australia, our good friends down in Australia aren't using the dollar. So international demand for the dollar is going to plummet. This is a hammer blow for the value of the dollar in international trade. As long as the dollar was always the go-to currency for international trade and for oil, it didn't matter what the Federal Reserve did in terms of overprinting. The value of the dollar was sustained by market forces, by demand. Well, the demand is going away. More and more countries are saying, we're just going to do our own little thing, and the dollar and the IMF can take a hike. They're taking the lead from Iceland, which said, we're not going to involve ourselves with the IMF and dollars anymore, and their economy's doing great. And everybody's looking at that. They're moving away from the IMF and saying, we need to get away from the Federal Reserve and the dollar and these private central banks, and we'll be doing okay. Iran stopped trading oil for dollars on March 20th. No wonder they're all hot and bothered to get an invasion going. Now, interesting little fact. As you know, the U.S. is constantly selling its debt like it's an item of value. That's the big lie of 21st century American economics, is that debts are an item of value. Basically, what it is, the debt obligation represents indentured servitude or slavery. They're buying and selling American taxpayers as slaves. Yes, if you will buy this debt, we will promise to enslave the Americans to you for however many years it takes to pay it off plus accruing interest. Last year in 2011, the Federal Reserve bought 61% of U.S. government debt. They just print up the money to do it. Do you think that they can keep that going and not crash the value of the dollar? Of course not. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this situation where the Federal Reserve is buying up U.S. government debt simply by printing up currency, just out of thin air. Ink and paper, that's all it costs them. And if they keep on doing that, there two things are going to happen. They're going to technically on paper own the entire U.S. government, and the dollar will be worth absolutely nothing. And they get away with it because people believe those printed pieces of paper are objects of value. And they get away with it because the government is corrupt. The government sold us back into the slavery of the private central banks. And I want to read you a warning from Thomas Jefferson. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Remember, the American Revolution was fought to break free of a private central bank that issued the public currency as a loan at interest. It's called the Bank of England. And King George III imposed that kind of banking system on the early colonies with what was called the Currency Act. And it is the Currency Act that fueled the anger that led to the American Revolution. Our public schools don't teach that anymore. Once President Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act and re-enslaved us to a private central bank, the private central bank went out to the schools and said, you know, maybe you ought to focus on T-tax and Stamp Act and all that stuff. And you don't have to mention the Currency Act to the children anymore. They don't need to know that banks had anything to do with the American Revolution, because we're back in the same system we fought a revolution to be free of. And look at life in the United States right now. We have seen, as we reported yesterday, Greece is literally looting the budgets for their hospitals, their universities, their infrastructure, utilities, to pay off the private bankers. And it's an interim government, so they're just doing whatever it is they need to do to keep themselves happy and safe until they go on to other things in another couple of months. The Greek people ought to stand up and say, look, much of this debt was arrived at through criminal activity by a previous government. Why are we on the hook for it? It's called odious debt. It is a recognized international principle of finance that the population of a country is not liable for debts incurred by a government, not for the benefit of the people. In this case, we're talking about this little currency swap deal that Papandreou did with Goldman Sachs to conceal Greece's debt and actually ran it up much higher, setting the stage for this disaster. And now the Greek people are being told they have to go without schools and hospitals and utilities and to pay it all back, and they had nothing to do with it. Same situation here. The Federal Reserve is printing up money out of thin air to buy U.S. government debt, to buy Treasury issuances. And the sheer stupidity and insanity of it all is very simple. If the U.S. Treasury can print up Treasury bonds, why can't they print up currency? They did originally. There is no reasonable reason for private banks to be given control over the issuance of currency other than it generates riches for the owners of the private bank. That's all the Federal Reserve is. It's this giant pyramid scheme that draws wealth from the people whose labor creates that wealth and puts it in the pocket of the money junkies. U.S. government debt is growing four times faster than the gross domestic product. The U.S. government is sinking further and further into debt to fund all these nonsensical wars, to keep propping up Israel, to keep propping up Wall Street. They're headed toward the cliff. We can see it. And nobody within the government has the courage to grab that wheel and turn it or to step on the brakes. They just expect you as a loyal American to just fall off the edge of that cliff right behind them. So like I said, I'm not surprised that they're out there once again saying, oh, you know, maybe a new world war is the best way to get out of this mess, because that's how they did it before. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2007, look how hard they're trying to start World War III. Rudy Giuliani is out there saying that using the terrorist group, the MKO, which we now know is linked to Mossad and CIA, he wants to use them to launch terror attacks in the United States to sell a war to stop Iran's nuclear energy program. Forgetting that Iran and the United States both signed the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty that allows Iran to have a nuclear energy program. In fact, under Article 4, commits the United States of America to helping them build their power station, which is a really good way to make sure it doesn't have a hidden bomb laboratory underneath it the way Israel has at Dimona. But right now, peace is not what the U.S. government wants, because peace will not solve their economic problems. The U.S. needs a war to distract you from how bad the economy is, have something to blame. Oh, yes, the economy is terrible, but you know, it's a war on. It's really the fault of those Iranians and those Muslims. If they weren't causing all these wars, you know, we'd be the land of milk and honey and peace and prosperity over here. It's all their fault. Go hate them. No, it isn't. It's the fault of the U.S. government, and it's the fault of the Federal Reserve. And it's the fault of money junkies in control of fiscal and governmental policy. That's who to blame. And they want to start a war so they can go off and say, oh, go hate them, go shoot them, not us. We're going to invade and conquer and murder the people that we owe money to, or we're going to invade and conquer people who've got money that we can then confiscate and use to pay off our money junkies. Because the last thing the government is ever going to do is say, you know, this whole financial system, it's a belief system. It's not science. It's not the laws of physics or anything like that. It's an arbitrary set of belief structures, like a religion, which is why so many banks look so much like churches, I might add. I'm a heretic. I'm a Federal Reserve heretic. I absolutely am here. Meanwhile, scraping the bottom of the barrel for propaganda over in London, they're now claiming that terrorists are plotting to attack the 2012 Olympics in London by putting poison in hand cream that will be available in the venue restrooms. We're down to cyanide hand cream as the latest terror attack. It's nonsensical. Yeah, somebody could do it, but I mean, how would they possibly know? How could they possibly know, let alone put it in the media like that? Over in Afghanistan, there's been another ambush of a NATO convoy. 20 are dead. That situation is definitely, definitely deteriorating over there. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the wars going on down the line. There's been an interesting development in Israel's push for a war with Iran. We're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. But for a little lighthearted moment, a manager for the TSA has lost his job after being arrested for running a prostitution ring. And I can imagine that he was like going out to the bars and saying, look, for $200, I'll loan you a TSA uniform and you get to fondle all the hot bodies you like all day long and then, you know, abuse yourself to naked scans of people. TSA running a prostitution ring. Yeah, the fine caliber of people that they've got protecting the nation's infrastructure, right? Meanwhile, a report is coming out saying that the Homeland Security Department is suffering from low morale. So let's all feel bad for the poor little brown shirts. I'm sorry, blue shirts. If you don't like your job, quit. Resign. Interestingly enough, somebody did a survey of the least happy jobs in America, and security is top of the list. Those are very miserable, unhappy people, which should be all well and good. It's their choice to where they're going to work. But why take it out on the American people? If you don't like your job at TSA, don't break my laptop. Find another job. I'm sure going to a fast food restaurant would be a definite step up. Meanwhile, there's a sting operation being run by the Government Accountability Office. They set up a fictitious defense contractor and started ordering military parts from China because the Chinese government is supposed to be guarding against counterfeit parts produced at lower cost and lower quality. And apparently this report from the GAO found that it's still a major problem of parts for our military systems ordered from companies in China very often are being substituted for counterfeit parts. Okay, well, yeah, bad that counterfeiting is happening, and it's always been a problem over in China. My issue here is why, even for the war machine, almost the only industry the United States has left, they're still sending the manufacturing over to other countries. If this is for defense, should not the need for reliability in our defense infrastructure mandate that all the manufacturing be done inside the United States of America, where it can be under American inspection, American control? You're not going to have spies running all over the factories learning how these things are being made and put together. Does it make any sense? I mean, I'm opposed to war and the war machine, but if you're going to have a war, why are you not spending that money inside the United States of America? Why are you ordering all these parts from China? And what happens to these poor soldiers who are sent into combat with weapon systems made with these counterfeit parts that nobody's keeping an eye on? So it's just stupid the way they're running this whole situation. It's all about the money. They don't really want to win. They just want to make more money, get more money from the people and spend it. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Berkey
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Matt Taibbi over at Rolling Stone has come out again swinging at Bank of America, basically saying it's a raging hurricane of theft and fraud. We know from what we saw with MF Global, what we've seen with so many of these financial institutions, that when they start to feel that their corporate existence is threatened, that they'll bend and break the rules. And they're grabbing their customers' money and using it to try and keep themselves afloat. That didn't work for MF Global. We had that whistleblower the other day about JP Morgan Chase, where they were trying to raise immediate liquidity by selling credit card accounts to collection agencies for 25 cents on the dollar. And in many cases, the credit card accounts were not delinquent. So we're seeing all this kind of stuff going along, and we know that Bank of America took a hit with the recent Greek bond sale that only got about 21% of what they were hoping it was going to get. And so credit default swaps were being triggered, and we know that Bank of America was the second largest seller of credit default swaps against Greece, and nobody is saying what the damage actually is or how it's being covered. More than likely, there's a very clandestine, covert bailout taking place, which means the taxpayers are continuing to be forced to fuel this predatory financial institution. And there's zero transparency going on, and Matt Taibbi, he's doing great work over there. And I remember when everybody thought Rolling Stone was just about rock bands and stuff, and now they're doing some serious social commentary over there. Over on the other side of the pond, the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, is saying that Britain is officially back in a recession. They pulled out briefly because of all of this quantitative easing and bailout, and it didn't stick, because what they didn't bring back was the ability of ordinary people to earn the money with which to pay their bills. So it was just a temporary reprieve for the benefit of elections, and they're back in recession. So what do you do when you're in a recession? Well, you add more taxes. That's what you do. And they're adding more taxes for gasoline and certain specialty foods. Meanwhile, everybody's panicking over hoarding fuel. The police departments are literally telling gas stations to shut down to stop the panic buying. There's no unified message coming out of Parliament. Half of the members of Parliament are saying it's no big deal. Don't panic. Don't make the problem worse. And the other half are saying you better fill up all the spare cans you can get. Members of Parliament are saying if your gas tank is half full or less, you should fill it up. And that's actually kind of always good advice anyway, during times when fuel might be disrupted. Whether for economic reasons, for strike, or just because the collapsing infrastructure. We're seeing more and more bridges collapses and rails are being taken out of service. Yeah, there are shortages. I was in the store the other day. A lot of empty spaces on those store shelves. I remember when I was a kid and they were showing us the little film strips in class about why the Soviet Union was such a terrible place. And they'd show supermarket shelves with big, huge, gaping holes on them. We're there now. We're there right now. Over in Spain, Spanish workers have gone on a general strike. Almost all the unions have gone on strike over what the government is calling labor reforms. But it's just another name for austerity, because basically the government says the reforms are there to save tens of billions of euros. Labor reforms like we had here, where collective bargaining is taken away and you will simply work for what we tell you to work for. And the Spanish workers are holding a general strike, and good for them. Because the message from all the governments has not varied in the least. The message to the people of the world from the money junkie government is, you must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. And I think the people need to stand up and say, I don't think so. There is no revealed wisdom of the gods that says this one class of people, this one little tiny group, has any greater right to the blessings of life than anybody else on planet Earth. And again, we don't have a problem with people who happen to be rich because they've worked to become rich by providing a good product or a service that we voluntarily avail ourselves of. People like a James Cameron or a Steve Jobs. We don't resent their being rich. We admire them. We want to emulate them. The people that we oppose are the money junkies, the Bernie Madoff with the loots of the world, who cheat their investors, and then when it all falls apart, dump the losses onto the American people, who are never given a choice whether or not they want their tax money to go to pay for Wall Street's crimes. In fact, in 2008, we, the American people, told Congress, 90% overwhelming majority, do not use our tax money to save Wall Street from their own greed and stupidity. And Congress went ahead and did it anyway, because members of Congress' own financial fortunes were tied up in these companies. So they saved themselves on the backs of the American people and used our tax money for their own benefit and against our wishes. That's taxation without representation for you historians. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
America, welcome back to the show here. And I was just thinking during the break here, one of the possible consequences of this decision by BRICS is if China is no longer trading in dollars, are they going to start calculating the debt owed to them by the United States government in another currency and demand the U.S. government come up with enough dollars at whatever exchange rate there is to pay that debt? Because that could make the debt simply unpayable. And with debt outpacing gross domestic product 4-1, the U.S. government is already in a situation of not being able to pay its debts. Good reason to start a world war, don't you think? So the situation is dire, and I know the corporate media is already walking away from Trayvon Martin, it appears, because they're not getting the traction to kick up the racial discord they were hoping for. But they are focused very much on the Supreme Court decision and how various groups are getting ready to protest against the Supreme Court. And the reality is the core issue. Can the government order you to enter into a business contract with a private corporation? And the answer, of course, is no. That is a violation of contract law going back hundreds of years. And it doesn't matter whether the object the government is telling you to purchase is beneficial or not. In some cases, they are. You know, I think auto insurance is a really, really good thing. I think health insurance is a really, really good thing. I won't use my cell phone in the car without a Bluetooth headset. But those are all my choices and my decisions. And I don't agree the government has a right to mandate those. And if you drive around without automobile insurance and you get in an accident, then you're stuck. And that's the consequence of your own decisions. And with freedom comes responsibility. With government mandate comes slavery. And that's basically where we are right now. Getting back over to Europe here, we're getting more and more information about the so-called Toulouse shooter, this Mohamed Merah. And it is we're seeing more and more indications that he is, in fact, a French intelligence asset. Some people are calling him a spy. And apparently he did have connections to Israeli intelligence. His passport shows he was going in and out of Israel all the time on an almost regular basis. This guy supposedly earned his money working in an auto body shop, and yet looking at his passport, he's traveling all over the place. People who work at auto body shops, you know, pounding out fenders for a living, they don't have a lot of travel money. So this guy is looking more and more like he's somebody's intelligence asset. He's a patsy. He was set up to take the fall for a staged incident to distract from the Afghanistan massacre and allow Israel to play victim one more time here. Down in Australia, same country that is now saying we're not going to deal in dollars anymore, one of their senators, Bob Brown, is out there stamping for global government. The globalists are coming back for another push at it. Meanwhile, in this country, we have been talking about the abuses of the Federal Bureau of Intimidation. I'm sorry, Federal Bureau of Investigation. I keep getting those messed up. Longtime listeners and readers know that I have talked a lot about the FBI's COINTELPRO. The 1960s was exposed in the 1970s by a whistleblower. And it scandalized the Bureau and brought the federal government to the edge of delegitimization, because nothing the FBI was doing to suppress the anti-war movement, the early feminists, the Native Americans, all felt the wrath of the FBI. Civil rights movement, a constant target of FBI disinformation. None of what the FBI did could be considered law enforcement and crime prevention. Indeed, much of what the FBI was doing was criminal activity and criminal behavior. Now we're finding out that the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation formally trained their agents that they're allowed to bend or suspend the laws and impinge on the freedoms of others as part of their daily activity. We're now finding out, because of a leaked FBI memo, that FBI agents are taught the law does not apply to them. That is about as un-American as you can get. Because our nation is founded on the principle that we are a nation of laws which apply to everybody equally, up to and including especially the President of the United States of America. Because if we do not have the rule of law on those who rule, then we will have lawless rulers. And this idea that the FBI is we know from their past history that the FBI agents routinely break the law. I've lost count of how many of them have been caught doing insider trading because of information they loot from our conversations and our laptops. But now we're finding out that institutionally, the Federal Bureau of Investigation trains their agents that they can bend or suspend the law and basically violate the rights of citizens to do what they're doing. It's not quite the image of the FBI that we got from numerous TV shows, but then, you know, the FBI spends a lot of effort cultivating its public image. Probably if you're my age, you've seen this movie, The FBI Story, starring Jimmy Stewart, who, by the way, was an Air Force general during the war. And that's why he did so many war movies involving Air Force and pilots and stuff. But Jimmy Stewart did this movie, The FBI Story. And a lot of people don't know this. J. Edgar Hoover was on the set of that movie every single day telling the director the image of the FBI the movie was supposed to promote. Hoover actually does a brief cameo scene from the back only in that movie. But that's how careful the FBI is of its public image. And they're always involved in these various shows that tell the story of the FBI and how great they are and how wonderful all the people are. And we know from history, it's simply not true. It's just more of the propaganda and deception being put out. So now we've got this new exposure that the FBI actually teaches its agents. Yeah, the laws don't apply to you. Just don't get caught. Hoover's number one rule for the FBI was never embarrass the agency. There's been another incident where an Occupy protester has lost an eye after police fired a stun grenade into a peaceful crowd. Over in Las Vegas, the police there have had to pay $100,000 to a videographer they beat up. Remember all these situations where the police are saying, you're not allowed to videotape us when we're breaking the law, and they will arrest and beat up videographers. And the courts keep ruling, no, out in public, you have a right to take pictures of anything that you want. And that includes the police violating the law. So over in Las Vegas, the police had to settle for $100,000. We mentioned yesterday where this lawsuit in Boston, the city of Boston lost a lawsuit over their videography arrest, wound up costing them $170,000. And I'd say this is a good thing, except that this money is being taken from the law-abiding taxpayers who had nothing to do with any of the wrongs committed against the videographers. And so it's a classic case of the government says, all right, you won in court. We'll take $100,000 from your tax money and we'll give it back to you. Problem solved. Until we make the police departments personally liable, the officers and their commanders themselves personally liable in these lawsuits, all the lawsuits in the world aren't going to change the behavior. The cops get caught and they say, oh, well, gosh darn it, you know, we don't get our new fingerprint set this year. And they go on, they don't get fired, they don't get disciplined. Speaking of Las Vegas, kind of an interesting story over there. There's this scandal involving a homeowners association. And in the last week, two of the lawyers linked to this scandal have been found dead. One hanging in a shed, and another one found in her bathtub. And the police are saying, no reason to suspect foul play. Las Vegas, and it's a long history of organized crime and everything. All righty, let's see. Kind of a little sad note and a little bit off to the edge here. Bluegrass legend, banjo player Earl Scruggs has passed away at age 88 in Tennessee. And I play a little banjo myself, and so it's kind of the passing of an era, as it were. If you're not a big bluegrass fan or banjo music fan, you heard Earl Scruggs playing banjo music in the movie Bonnie and Clyde, and of course he wrote the theme song to the Beverly Hillbillies. And he actually put out a lot of records on how to play the banjo that I learned from when I was a kid way back when here. So kind of sad to see him go. But, you know, 88, that's a good run. Can't really say that he was taken before his time. Now, speaking of being taken before your time, here in Oahu, we're continuing to see the radiation readings just slowly trending up. Today it was out of the safe range. And we're getting more and more stories and more confirmation of reports that have been coming out of Fukushima that the degree of radiation at Fukushima and leaking out of it is much, much worse than we were led to believe. Apparently, they sent a remote robotic platform into Reactor 2, little probe to go in there. We had a video camera, thermometer, and a radiation meter. And it registered radiation 10 times higher than the lethal level, much higher than they were expecting. They also found the level of cooling water in the reactor is much lower than they expected, meaning it's leaking out. One report says they detected melted fuel spalled on the floor and walls of the building. In other words, containment has completely failed. It's a real-world China syndrome. The radiation is so hot inside the building, they can't have the robots in there too long or the robots will cook off. The radiation will destroy their electronic circuits. So it's a very ugly situation over there, and everyone's just trying to pretend like it's not a problem. But it is. It's pouring into the ocean, and it's going to affect seafood taken from the North Pacific, including all those crab fishermen out there by Alaska. They're all trying to pretend that it's just not a problem for them. But all it's going to take is one kid with a radiation meter and a crab, you know, on YouTube. Between the Gulf of Mexico, Fukushima, and now apparently a potential new petroleum disaster in Britain on one of their oil platforms is on the verge of exploding. It's just pouring out methane like crazy. One spark, and it's going to be a major, major conflagration. We're poisoning off a lot of the food supply of our planet. That's a very, very serious situation. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the medical care and about Obamacare and why people are upset with it, whether it's going to pass or not. Earlier today, I was on a talk radio show in Europe, and we were talking about Obamacare and why the Supreme Court is getting involved. And I was telling the audience over there, I think a big part of it has to do with just a general lack of trust that the federal government is operating in the interests of the ordinary American people, and that, like everything else we have seen recently, this whole Obamacare is really a very cleverly disguised pander to the medical industry, to the medical insurance industry, and it's very much reminiscent of when auto insurance became mandatory in the United States of America. And I agree, auto insurance and medical insurance is something that is wise and prudent to have, but after auto insurance became mandatory, we saw the rates go up, the premiums went up, the service went down, and we began to see less and less concern for what the customer and consumer actually wanted. The attitude displayed by the auto insurance companies is, you got to go someplace, and we're all going to set our prices at the same level and offer the same amount of service, and we don't have to compete with each other anymore. And as a result, the auto insurance companies did very well, and the consumers, not so good. And a lot of people are very worried that Obamacare is going to do exactly the same. There are also a lot of people who are very concerned about the government being in a position to say what and what kind of medical treatment you are allowed to have for what conditions you have. And especially the idea that past a certain age where you're no longer of benefit to the government's revenue stream, that you may be denied treatments purely on the basis that they cannot expect a financial return from you, that you're at the end of your useful working life. Mostly, I look around at all the drugs that are approved by the government, which seem to have all these horrible side effects, while they continue to turn their backs on alternative treatments, treatments that are known to work in other countries, but they're not high profit, so they're not brought to this country. Interesting little story. Remember the H1N1 vaccine? Apparently, it has been tied to an epidemic of narcolepsy. Children who are given this vaccine in Finland in 2010 are saying that this adjuvanated vaccine against H1N1 might have been the trigger for this spike in narcolepsy. People, just kids not able to stay awake. They're awake for 5 minutes, they fall asleep. And it just gets very, very scary that our children are being mandated by the government to have all these vaccines shot into them, many of which we don't really know whether they're useful or not. We don't know whether they're harmful or not. It's just, it's a big profit center right now. And the number of vaccines that are mandated for children is just exploding. When I was a kid, you know, two or three was what you had. Now it's up to 50-something. And the danger is they mix them together, three or four different vaccinations in a single shot, so they don't have to stick too many needles in the kid. But nobody's really studied what happens when you mix these vaccines together and inject them all at the same time. All the safety studies involve a single vaccine, one at a time, on the test subject. We don't know about contraindications. Meanwhile, autism is again soaring in the United States of America. 78% increase over the last decade. One out of every 88 children have autism. Now, I was watching on the corporate media when they were talking about it, and they were trying to downplay it by saying, well, it's only because we have better detection techniques that say more children have autism. And I would disagree with that. That sounds to me like absolute nonsense. I think autism is very clearly defined, you know, when you have the symptoms. But they're saying one in 88 children have autism now. What, you know, we're doing something wrong. And there seems to be a large body of evidence that links it to this love affair with vaccines that our pharmaceutical companies and our government have. And I think we need to start finding a test population of children who are not being vaccinated and see if they have the same incident of autism. And I understand that among the Amish, and yes, some of them are now being vaccinated and they're starting to get autism there, but among the segment of the Amish that still refuse vaccinations, autism doesn't exist. Unfortunately, when you have a government that's more interested in corporate profits than in the welfare of the people, you're going to have these kind of decisions. We were literally in the grasp of a pharmaceutical system that needs us to stay ill in order to keep their profits high. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
America, welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones here. Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, Mike.
You touched on the autism issues there, and one thing I heard last week on this network, and I was thinking it might have been Diana Spengola, and I think she had on another host from another show, that was investigating this, and they looked at the ridiculous rates, lack of autism in Cuba. And one of the common, or one, you know, they do vaccines. They do a lot of vaccines, not necessarily the same amount as our schedule in this country, but the correlation that they pointed to was acetaminophen or Tylenol, and how that during the inflammatory response that vaccines cause, and often they'll cause fevers. Acetaminophen is not given in Cuba as a anti-inflammatory fever reducer, and it is something crazy like 30,000 times less autism in Cuba than there is in the United States. So it's a dual fold here. It's a double whammy between the acetaminophen and the vaccines. It's not one. It's
all
not
right. I'm familiar with this debate, okay, and I'm rushing because we're coming up on the top of the hour. Yeah. There is thought to be, or there's been postulated, a link between Tylenol and autism, and also Tylenol and Alzheimer's disease, but it's based purely on the idea that both autism and Alzheimer's have increased in prevalence since Tylenol came on the market, and that's a very, very weak link. With regard to Cuba, Cuba's vaccines don't use the preservatives that are used in the United States of America because Cuba is very small. The medical centers are concentrated in the cities, and basically they're making up the vaccines as they need them. They're not pre-made and stored in warehouses for months on end. And so Cuban vaccines do not use thimerosal. And that, of course, is thought to be a number one, the reason why American vaccines are linked to autism. So it's possible that Tylenol might have an impact, but to the best of my knowledge, there's been no peer-reviewed studies that indicate a direct link. And this idea that Tylenol and the increase in autism and Alzheimer's appeared together, it's a causal relationship at best, and the actual link is missing. We understand, certainly from Michael Moore's documentary, that the medical system in Cuba is still very much geared to what is best for the patient rather than what is most profitable for the corporations that own the hospitals and the pharmaceutical centers. And there is a great deal that we could learn from the Cuban medical system in terms of taking care of people. We know that there are drugs in other countries like Russia and Canada that would be really beneficial for the American people, but they're banned from use and importation because they represent a threat to established business practices. And so, you know, we need to really, really be careful about that. All right, we got it. Thanks a lot for the call. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back in just another minute. Stay tuned.